Thank you, Don. That's some fine music. In fact, we've asked Don and his group to help Clyde Moody so that you could get to see a lot of more banjo picking and the mandolin playing and so forth on the stage here. This next young man I met, he actually got me started. And a lot of you may not know how important that is to have somebody to help you in the business. And that's one reason he's here. Another reason, I think he's one of the finest men and entertainers, one of the pioneers of the bluegrass field. Would you make welcome from North Carolina, Mr. Clyde Moody, for me, please? Clyde! Glad to have you. Don's group's going to help you.
All right, that's fine banjo picking, mandolin playing. Fellas, you're doing wonderful, Don. I hadn't seen you since the hogs eat my brother. Where you been so long?
Here and yonder.
I understand that you're picking a little bit of all over.
Yeah, just here and yonder.
Well, it's good to see Monroe, you know. I worked with Bill Monroe, I think it was 1893, something like that. You know, everybody that comes along, you know, whether 75 or 80 year old, Bill tells me this same thing. They say, Clyde, I used to listen to you when I was a little boy. And that's the actual fact. Them 75, 80 year old, me 39, you know.
39.
Yeah. Well, we're going to, you fellas help me out here, and we'll pick if I don't eat a bug. An old tune here I reworked and recorded on Starday Records, Don, if you remember. Well, nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business what I do. Yeah. Well, that's where my money goes. My baby clothes, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business what I do. I'm going back to Alabama. My mammy, nobody's business but I do. Nobody's business but I do. Now she drives a Cadillac. Balls of Jack, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business what I do.